Hello, I'm Allegra Lowenstein, holistic health and wellness coach, and the hostess of Small Steps, Big Magic. You can find more about me, including my books and guided journals, at AllegraLowenstein.com. Start by making yourself comfortable. You may sit, lay down, or even walk. If you can find an outdoor area, allow your feet to be placed in the earth. Or if you are indoors or cannot reach the earth, then root your feet or your rear end onto the earth via whatever floor you are sitting on. The most important thing is that you are comfortable and that you can breathe freely. Take a deep breath to make sure your lungs are not constrained. And readjust if necessary. Take a few deep breaths at a pace that is comfortable for you. In and then out slowly but comfortably. Again. As you visualize the plants before you, make sure you stay connected to the comfort of your own body and your ability to breathe. Just like you need a comfortable body and elongated spine to breathe, the plants need roots in the earth and leaves in the sky to connect the two and create a new life force. Plants of all kinds, roots, bark, stem, leaves, flower, fruit, can be used as medicine, and the spirit of the plant can be as well. While the plant's spirit or archetype will not be ingested, contemplating the aura and personality of a plant spirit can bring us insights into our own lives. It is a way to look into a mirror and see what we need to see to understand the root of our soul. With an open mind and an open heart, take another deep breath and take in the oxygen that has been so lovingly created for you to breathe by the plants that surround us. As you breathe out, you return the loving exchange with carbon dioxide. In perfect harmony, we make this exchange every day with the plants of our world. We can learn much from them, as we will, by contemplating what they have to teach us. Now, imagine yourself in a beautiful outdoor place. If you are in a beautiful outdoor place, you may open your eyes gently and take it in. See or imagine the earth you are upon, what grass may be growing, what small plants and bushes, what trees, the sky, the clouds, the sun, and behind the sun, the stars that are always there. Now imagine in your mind's eye a golden sparkle of star that magically, slowly descends from the sun or another star and lands on the earth. In that blessed spot now grows a daisy or a sunflower. The sunflower family, also called Asteraceae, includes sunflowers, daisies, and of course, asters. The root of the name Aster means star, and these flowers are truly reminders of the stardust that we all came from. Look again at the flower in your mind's eye. Imagine it up close, closer. Go almost inside the flower, a close-up view of the petals. You will soon see that your flower, which is shaped like the sun, with a circle in the middle and petals around the edge, is actually a composite of many tiny flowers. Even the petals on the edge are specially shaped tiny flowers with one elongated petal. Just like this amazing composite, a flower made of many tiny flowers, you are also a flower. You are a bloom, ever striving to reach the sun, made up of so many intricate and special pieces. Sit or stand up straight and elongate your spine. Take another luscious breath, breathing in the air we exchange with the plants around us, including this amazing flower before you. The sun warms you just as it warms this flower. The earth supports you just as it supports this flower. Feel the air, the fresh breeze, and know that you are alive on this earth because of the glory of the sun and the gifts of the earth and plants. Listen to the flower now. Allow any messages to come to you, anything at all. There is no right or wrong message. The first thing that flows into your mind is a gift from the flower. Take a moment to reflect how this gift can help you. Take your flower and hold it close to your heart. Give it thanks and gratitude for whatever message it has given you today. The world is full of abundance. The gifts of nature are here to heal us and help us. The flowers provide pollen and nectar for many insects. The leaves provide nourishment for many animals. The plant nourishes you with its wisdom and spirit. Take a moment to honor the gifts you've received today. Though the flower in your mind's eye may not always be present, the wisdom of the plant spirit is yours to keep forever in your heart. Anytime you see a daisy or a sunflower, you can think about your place in the universe, that both you and the flower are made of stardust, that you are always reflecting the heavens as you shine brightly in this world. Open your eyes. Wherever you are, look around you and notice something beautiful. Remember that the world is full of magic, and we can find it anytime we look. Keep this hopeful feeling with you as you continue your day, and look for reminders in the plant world or elsewhere whenever you need support. I'd love to hear from you and how this guided meditation has helped you slow down and create a holistic whole body connection. Find my books and free audio and video content and get in touch at AllegraLowenstein.com. If you know someone who would benefit from this plant spirit guided meditation, be sure to send it to them. Sharing is caring.